Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's Monday the 13th of April. I am having to apologise and grovel again for not recording. I was hoping to get back into the mode of recording these on at least every other day, but if not daily, and get them uploaded onto the server, etc. I dare say people now don't bother to check because they probably think that he's not recording them. The only thing I can say is that since we have been going to the land pretty much every day, now that spring has sprung, as I said in the previous one, we're up, we gather our wits, we get in the van with all the bits and bobs, and we're away. And, you know, it is a blessing. We lose ourselves on the land, doing bits and pieces and what have you. If you're following the English couple, you'll see some of the bits and pieces. We haven't managed to get one out this week. Or was it last week? I've got something to get out today. We've been a bit tardy. It's just, there's so much to do. And there's only the two of us, really. A few people come in and assist every now and again, which is absolutely amazing. But we just lose ourselves in that. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the microphone with me so that I can just record it in the day, the things I'm doing. Because it's also nice for me to have a record of what I'm doing on a daily basis. Not so easy to listen to. Back, I suppose, when you're looking back. I try to remember everything. I haven't even filled in my diary, which is a right pain. So I've got to do that, because I think ultimately there is a little book to be written of our experiences of going to the land from a wild place to taming it and trying to grow things and all the novicing, all the learning that we're doing. I can't think this morning. 7 o'clock, by the way, in the morning. The sun is shining on this Monday, the 13th of April. I can't even remember the last time I did a Naked Englishman, to be honest with you. It's probably a couple of weeks ago now, isn't it? I've just got out of the habit. Very easy to get out of a habit when your life changes, and that's the thing. And trying to work out how to fit this in, really. When we get back, you know, we get back, it's an hour's drive, and we've been leaving around 6 o'clock, something like that. By the time we get back, it's seven. Trying to get the Essie lit, then trying to get some food done. I barely look at my emails at the moment. We're knackered from the hard work, from the drive, everything else. And then we flop into bed. And then it starts again. All I can tell you is it's costing us an absolute fortune to do this because of the price of diesel, which is very nearly £2 a litre. It hasn't quite gone to that expense around here, but a friend of mine who does a lot of driving said he's seen it past £2. Now, I thought when it got up to about £2 there would be a clamour from the people that is just, you know, too much. Businesses and domestic people, I thought that there would be much noise. I don't know, of course I don't listen to the news and things. So perhaps there is, perhaps people are clamouring. Somebody did email me to say that there was some form of rally that they wanted to get going, and would I put it on the show? But my show's not about that anymore. This is the thing. I notice a lot of people are not watching my content, but they still think I do what I did a year ago. And then they come and say, oh, you know, I've seen something of yours online, yeah, from a year ago, and this would be a great person to interview, or can I come and be interviewed on your show? And I said, well, I'm not doing that anymore. And, you know, they've said, oh, I watch your show, it's great, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you know, they don't watch the show, they're just using it as an excuse. Excuse me slurping on the coffee. So I suppose that on the other hand, I guess I'm wondering whether it's worth continuing with the English Naked Englishman after 20 odd years. Is it time to stop? If I haven't got time to do it, and basically viewers aren't, listeners aren't coming, not their fault, but my tardy fault for not managing to get things recorded. Perhaps it is too difficult to do it, or it's just an ad hoc thing until things settle down a bit. Excuse me. I'll give you something else that's packed up after 20 years, and that was our kettle. The kettle, after 20 years loyal service, just died. There was a turned it on one day and it fizzled into a little bit of smoke and sparks, and I think the element basically gave up. Wasn't the fuse, I thought the fuse, it was the fuse. No, it was I think inside the kettle. So another one has been purchased and is starting its journey with us, and I wonder how long it will last. It's another Russell Hobbs kettle, a cheap one. The other one was a cheap one. I don't need to have one that's embellished with this, that and the other. And we'll see if it's any better. And if it, well, it works, so it is better. And we'll see how long that one goes on for. Excuse me sounding less invigorated. I'm a bit groggy. We've just been so busy. It's been, what, 6 months now with the land? And the body, I don't know how long it takes, you know. I remember when I went to mime school, I was there for a year, on and off, on three different courses over the year. And then I remember the mime teacher, Desmond Jones, lovely chap. He said, it'll take a good 2 years to get all the knowledge that you've learnt and the physique that you're building to be flexible, to be able to move at will in these different ways and do the water training. He said it could take a good 2 years to get to that point where you've got mastery over your body. He was right, really. He was right, because and I think it's probably the same sort of thing, that to get the stamina going for the sort of gardening, farming, homesteading, whatever you want to call it, the getting up in the morning, getting out there and doing it and coming home, if you haven't done it before. And of course, well, I have been fairly physical in most of my life when I've been out doing juggling shows and balancing on balls, riding unicycles and walking about on stilts and all those sort of things at events. You're putting all your energy into it. And I've always been somebody who's had a lot of energy. So I already had, you know, some stamina, but then I had broken off since my eye problem, and was doing filming, which corporate filming, and then the YouTube channel, the Bald Explorer. Now, the Bald Explorer was good because I was wandering around the countryside, but that sort of fizzled out. And then I was doing the conspiracy truth-telling, whatever you want to call it, the truth movement stuff. And that was a lot of work, a lot of work, a lot of interviews, sometimes three a day, and loads of emails to sort of deal with. But it was sedentary. That was the difference. And then I was writing my book, and that was sort of fairly sedentary, of course. And now I throw myself into something very physical and demanding, and the body had a reaction to that, which is very strange. And I've had so many different diagnoses and different remedies, which sadly, I have to say, I think none of these have really worked. Not as an instant remedy or a remedy over a couple of weeks. Nothing has really propelled me into health. It was time and letting the body, and obviously putting good food into the body, nutrients, right vitamins, and the exercise and getting out into the sunshine is, I think, the biggest health benefit. And time for the body to recover from whatever it was. I mean, it was very odd. And I have the lingering of it in the mornings, and sometimes I feel it creeping on at night. But in the daytime, after an hour or so in the morning, the body sort of got used to the fact that, oh, I'm up and moving. So in time, that will go. I'm pretty convinced of that. It's just a time thing. The body wants to heal itself, and I don't know what happened, whether I crushed a nerve and it's thrown everything out of joint, as it were, and the body went into some form of spasm thing. But time is the biggest healer, really, and I think the body has been, over time, realigning. Certainly, being on the land, moving about, lifting things, trees, and doing what we've been doing, building things, and doing it at my own time, as it were, has been super beneficial. And being outside, and being, now that the sun is shining, and I love the sun shining, we have an issue now where we don't have any water on the land, so we have to collect it. We've collected some in a pond, but the pond is slowly withering down. And so that's not so good. And then we have to keep bringing water with us. But I've looked around to see where our rivers are, so I might have to collect local water from the rivers, if they're clean. So from a spring would be ideal. There's got to be some springs nearby where we are. And so we could collect some water that way. And I need to get somebody who is good at and successful at dowsing, so that we can see if there is a water source anywhere nearby and then dig for it. I think there is. So we'd have to dig and find that water source. So there's, you know, there's all that to do. We've got various little projects on. We're in the process of building a bigger polytunnel, which has become a bit more challenging than originally thought. There are lots of different ways of doing it, and a couple of ways I'm not too bothered about, but Julia doesn't want to do it that way, so I'm trying to find one that will satisfy her and satisfy me, but I want to get it done sooner rather than later. Then there's things like, we bought a mower from a friend of ours, and we've mowed certain areas of the ground because the grass is growing rapidly. We will mow other areas with the tractor once the ground is a bit firmer so it doesn't get crushed. And also, we need to borrow a mower attachment. Did I just say that? But with this other mower, this sort of ordinary garden mower, one that you can get off the ground, we've put in paths, or reinforced paths that we use, which is good, and cleared certain areas of the grass so we could plant in white currants and red currants and things. Have a little area a couple of areas actually, where we can relax. Perhaps have a barbecue, that would be nice in the summer. It would be lovely to invite some friends over to camp overnight. People do that, and the previous owner did that. And I know that according to the law, according to the legal law, it is permissible, by whose authority I question, to stay 60 nights on your own bit of land. I mean, I would question and say, well, who's to say how long you can stay on your own bit of land, for goodness sake? But we know we live in a world where certain people have assumed an authority over other people, and they have assumed that they are somehow better, or they are legally entitled, but as you know, have gone down the old legal and lawful. What is actually true and what is a man-made construct, like the UK? Where is it? Where is it? It's just an idea of a place, but we live on a real piece of ground that was not built by the government or councils or the judiciary. The ground was here before man. So that's where we live. And that's the argument I would take. Today is a day off from the land, having been successively, sequentially, when it's one after the other, begins with S, brains, not yet woken up, I suppose. Not sequentially, I keep saying the same thing, but yes, after a series of days on the land, quite a lot, I need to catch up with some stuff at home, and the house is a bit of a mess now because we come in and we barely have a chance to tidy it, so there's, you know, there's a whole load of catch-up day, really. I've got some books to post out, down to the post office, some tidying up, as I say, some emails to catch up with, Naked Englishman to do, English couple to edit and put out, which will be a bit late, but we'll get it out as soon as I can. Yeah, all these things. So yeah, there you are. That's where we are. But I think yes, I shall try. From tomorrow, I'll take the little Zoom that I record this on, and then start recording them. So don't expect anything dramatic to happen, but it may be nice. I need to get one thing with this Zoom is I need to find a way of a windsock protection, but there may be sheltered places that I can do it in. We'll see. They may not get loaded up immediately, and that's the problem, but I'm hoping they will. We will see how it goes. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'm going to leave it there. It's relatively long. It's 18 minutes nearly. So it's a bit of a catch up. At least I've got something to show for it. Take care, my friends. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.